Make sure you're subscribed to Issues Etc. Type Issues Etc. in your podcast provider, hit that subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. This will make it easier for other podcast listeners to find Issues Etc.
If you appreciate Issues Etc., our 24/7 music and talk stations, and our daily verse-by-verse Bible study, The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, please include a bequest in your will or trust for these worldwide media resources. Bequests aren't subject to federal tax or capital gains taxes. Ensure your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren the opportunity to listen by including a bequest in your will or trust for Issues Etc., Lutheran Public Radio, and The Word of the Lord Endures Forever. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. On this Friday afternoon, February the 5th, it is time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've collected 4 soundbites over the course of the last week, and we have assembled them so that you can hear them, and then you decide which will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week by giving us a call with your vote, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us your vote via email. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org. You can send it via Twitter at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We need to know who you are, where you're listening, and most importantly, why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. 1-877-623-MYIE. It's also your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. That's an Ad Crucem baptism keepsake, an I Have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. pen, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag. It will go to the listener with the best vote. 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number 1 this week comes from Dr. Kevin Golden. How does God vindicate his name?
I think about how I would act in this situation. If somebody had shown me disrespect, if they had profaned my name, my initial response would be I would want a bit of vengeance. I would want my pound of flesh and, yeah, to let them have it. But the Lord doesn't go that way because that would be contrary to his name. Remember, even by the Exodus, but even prior to that, he had packed into his name his grace, that he is a saving God and that he is a faithful God. So he's faithful even when we are not. He saves us because we're in need of salvation because of our own sin. He's gracious, and grace is by nature grace because we don't deserve it. If we deserved it, it really wouldn't be grace. And so God acts in accordance with his name and reputation to save us. So this is so foreign, not only to how we think, but therefore also it is foreign to natural religion as well as the sinful nature. Natural religion would be that a deity will avenge his name, whereas God, the way that he honors his name is by pardoning our sin. Now, he does that by calling us to repentance, so calls us to turn away from that, but his name is not going to be hallowed unless he ends up forgiving us.
That's soundbite number 1, Dr. Kevin Golden. How does God vindicate his name? Vote for that one. 1-877-623-MYIE. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Vote via Twitter at issuesetc or send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number 2 comes from Dr. Donna Harrison. Here she is with the 4 lies that are the foundation for abortion.
The first is the lie that what's inside a woman's womb is a blob of tissue. But with ultrasound, people don't really believe that. We're texting ultrasound pictures at 6 weeks now. The second lie is that abortion is good for women. But that is the lie that my organization, the American Association of Pro-Life OB-GYNs, chews on. That's the one that we refute because we look at the medical literature and we show that it's evidence-based that abortion hurts women. It increases the risk of preterm birth. It increases the risk of breast cancer, increases the risk of suicide, drug abuse, and hospitalizable major depression. The third lie is that we really don't want those kind of people reproducing. And that's where I'm very concerned that most of the money for forcing abortions on other countries comes from. Again, it's ideological colonialism, and it's a way of minimizing populations that somebody who's got money doesn't want. And then the fourth lie, unfortunately, is one that maybe the church needs to address, and that is, if he can walk away, I can walk away. So abortion is unfortunately the walk away for women who have been abandoned and not treated in the way that God meant for husbands to treat their wives. So I think if there's anything that we need to take home, it's that this particular administration is aggressively promoting abortion and using our money to do so, and also that we need to reach out to women who are in situations where they have been abandoned, to reach out to them with love and compassion and support and help them to not be afraid to bring their baby to birth. And we can surround them as a church and as a community with love and support.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Donna Harrison, The Four Lies at the Foundation of Abortion. Vote for that one on this Friday afternoon, February the 5th. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesztc. Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or send us your vote via Twitter @issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from George Weigel, talking about President Biden and an inflection point for American Catholics.
The president is the most visible American in the country. A Catholic president is the most visible Catholic in the country. We now have, as of last Wednesday, as president, a professed Catholic who, in his personal piety, seems quite sincere, but who facilitates grave moral evils and nonetheless presents himself for Holy Communion. So this is a real inflection point in terms of a challenge to the Eucharistic coherence of the Church. Mr. Biden is an incoherent Catholic, and incoherent Catholics should not be presenting themselves for Holy Communion as if they were living in full communion with the Church. That has been the Church's teaching since 1 Corinthians. So there's nothing new about this, and it really has to be emphasized. This is not about politics. This is not about politics at all. This is about the spiritual well-being of Mr. Biden. This is about the integrity and coherence of the Church.
That's soundbite number three, George Weigel, President Biden, an inflection point for American Catholics. You can vote for that one on this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, via Twitter @issuesetc, or by sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. After we play soundbite number four, we're going to take a break, and that break is a very good time to call us, 1-877-623-6943. Remember, phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number four comes from Pastor Brian Wolf Miller, talking about hope and despair over doctrinal unity.
There's an old G.K. Chesterton quote where he says, "We have ambition and humility in the wrong place. We have pride in ourselves and humility in our convictions, especially our theological convictions." And it should be the other way around. Our opinions we should hold very loosely and always be ready to repent of, but the Lord's word we should boast of and be proud of and be sure. But there's almost a despair on the "thus says the Lord," a thought that it's simply all opinion, and so it's prideful to be right. Well, it's true. If being right in yourself is what you're on about, then that is surely prideful. But if being right because it's what the Lord says, that's faith. That is humility. It's not what I think or what I reason or what I discovered, but simply what the Lord says. It's almost like the whole church is despairing of this idea of unity of doctrine. That's the best way I know how to think of it. Everyone gets suited up to play a football game. We're all playing, we're throwing and passing and tackling and hitting, but everyone except for us gets tired of playing the game. And one guy goes off and he's, you know, picking up the clovers and the daisies, and another guy's over there lecturing on physics or something. And here we are with our helmet and our shoulder pads on, and we're still tackling people and running. And everyone looks and says, "What are you doing?" And we say, "Well, we're playing football. What are you doing?" Like, we gave up on that a long time ago. It seems like the church has given up on the unity of doctrine a long time ago, as if it's not even a possibility. And we have not given up that hope. We have not conceded to the theological despair.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, on hope and despair over doctrinal unity. You have heard the four soundbites. Now it's your turn. We need your votes. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. This break is a good time to give us a call. 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. How can Christians engage the culture on topics like science, politics, depression, sexuality, personhood, and more? Find out with the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for February, Faith That Engages the Culture. It's written by regular guest Dr. Alfonso Espinosa. Faith That Engages the Culture is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040. Or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, Faith That Engages the Culture.
What does it mean to live the Christian life? Reaching out in mercy to our neighbors, receiving our Lord's gifts in worship, and proclaiming His truth to the world. The Lutheran Church Extension Fund comes alongside churches and individuals to help them live out this beautiful Christian life every day. This year, we have a ripe opportunity to bring Christ to a hurting world. Discover the role you can play in this great work. Call 800-843-5233 or visit lcef.org.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Are you looking to use your Thrivent funds to beautify your church? Never fear, Ad Crucem has the solution. See our liturgical banners, baptismal or confirmation certificates, gifts, Christ-focused greeting cards, and posters. Alternatively, stock up on a set of Christmons or Christmas ornaments. Visit adcrucem.com. That's adcrucem.com.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and laypeople worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy publishes Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatics series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up to receive their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com, and like them on Facebook, facebook.com/lutheracademy.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It is time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Live this Friday, February the 5th. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, by sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc, or voting at our Facebook fan page is easy too, facebook.com/issuesetc. We need to know who you are, why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for, and where you listen. 1-877-623-6943. Let's go first to Grafton, Wisconsin, and talk with Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Pastor Wilkin. Thanks for having my call here. I thought I'd vote for Pastor Brian Wolfmuller's his message there for the soundbite of the week, just because I think, you know, in this day and age as Christians, in the culture we live in, you know, a lot of times we feel shy to share certain things. But, you know, I really like the quote where he was saying, you know, we should have pride in our theological convictions instead of humility. We had it backwards, you know, right now a lot of times where we have pride in ourselves and humility in our theological convictions and just, you know, remember that thus says the Lord, that it's not, you know, it's not prideful when we go back to saying this is what's right if it's coming from the Lord. I really just thought that's a great takeaway, although I really like the previous quote by George Weigel, too, where, you know, he kind of was calling out the President Biden saying he's a incoherent Catholic. I thought that was pretty humorous, but that's my take.
All right, Matt, thank you very much, and thanks for listening up there in Wisconsin. Still plenty of time for your vote. Phone call voters get top priority, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Will it be soundbite number one, Dr. Kevin Golden, how does God vindicate his name? Soundbite number two, Dr. Donna Harrison, the four lies of abortion. Soundbite number three, George Weigel, President Biden, an inflection point for American Catholics. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolf Miller, hope and despair over doctrinal unity. 1-877-623-6943. Joel in Aurora, Colorado says he's voting for Pastor Wolf Miller's soundbite. In his inimitable style, he gives a good analogy for closed communion as a football game where some players have simply stopped playing. However, his wife Carrie's analogy mentioned previously in the show was great, with closed communion being like a political petition where we don't sign up for something without knowing about it first. And I was hoping that would be the soundbite. So I'll vote for Pastor Wolf Miller, but really I'm voting for Carrie's soundbite. Joel, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Colorado. Sam listens in Crabtree, North Carolina. He says, hi, Pastor Wilkin and Jeff. This week, my vote is for soundbite number four. It's one of those why didn't I think of that moments for me. As C.S. Lewis observed a long time ago, we tend to be blind to the errors that are peculiar to our own time and history. Theological despair is that kind of blind spot. Thanks to Pastor Wolf Miller for stating the issue so clearly, and thanks to my pastor for holding the line on closed communion, even when I didn't like it or understand it. May God continue to bless you guys in your faithful work of instructing us. Sam, thanks for listening in North Carolina. Mark is voting in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Mark says, I vote for Dr. Golden. How does God vindicate his name? Dr. Golden wonderfully contrasts God's gracious nature, as he reveals it in his word, with how we creatures think and how we naturally think a deity would treat people who misuse his name. How comforting that the true and living God, who has all power and authority to destroy all of us who do anything against his name, has not only forborne just wrath, but has atoned for our sin. Mark, thank you, and thanks for listening in New Mexico. Let's see what Scott thinks in Indiana. Hi, Scott.
Hi. I vote for Pastor Wolf Miller. I've observed him in person, and I've also seen some of his things online, his Sunday drive home and some of the other things. And he always invites people to, you know, talk to him, to talk back to him, and he's always willing to share what he believes and why. One of the things that I remember is going to the conference at Memorial Houston about 3 years ago, and he was sitting at the question and answer period. He was sitting next to Rod Dreher, and I forget what Rod Dreher's religious beliefs are. I know that he's not Lutheran. But Brian was willing to open up a conversation. He said he gave him a catechism and said, you know, if you got some questions, you know, I'll be willing to talk to you. So not only does he have some good things to say, but he practices what he preaches, and he does it so well. So I vote for Brian Wolf Miller.
Thank you very much, and thank you for listening in Indiana. Let's see. There's Melody in Charlottesville, Virginia. She votes for soundbite number four by Pastor Wolf Miller. We are dealing with this very thing with dear evangelical friends over closed communion. It's a great reminder that we have hope for doctrinal unity, and it is God's church, not ours. On another note, tomorrow is my birthday, and I would really love an early present. Well, all you have to do is ask. Thank you very much, Melody. Adam listens in Hampton, Iowa. He says, while all the soundbites are excellent, as usual, I think Dr. Kevin Golden's stands out in particular. He was able to very clearly and precisely not only explain the gracious nature of God, even as his name is misused, but how our God is truly unique among any alleged deity and how our faith is without any equal. Such a simple and straightforward summary. is most excellent for all Christians to remember as they interact with a world more and more willing to turn from their creator. Adam, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Iowa. Earl listens in Arlington, South Dakota. George Weigel, President Biden, an inflection point for American Catholics. It is succinct and to the point. Earl, so are you. Jan listens in Illinois. Dr. Donna Harrison said in her first statement of lies about abortion that people look at a baby in the womb as a blob of tissue. Since it is a living creature of God, a child of God, then adoption is choice of murder, not health choice. Many repent and be given God's grace. Jan, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Illinois. The winner this week, according to your votes, is soundbite number 4, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, Hope and Despair over Doctrinal Unity.
There's an old G.K. Chesterton quote where he says, "We have ambition and humility in the wrong place. We have pride in ourselves and humility in our convictions, especially our theological convictions." And it should be the other way around. Our opinions we should hold very loosely and always be ready to repent of, but the Lord's word we should boast of and be proud of and be sure. But there's almost a despair on the "thus says the Lord," a thought that it's simply all opinion, and so it's prideful to be right. Well, it's true. If being right in yourself is what you're on about, then that is surely prideful. But if being right because it's what the Lord says, that's faith. That is humility. It's not what I think or what I reason or what I discovered, but simply what the Lord says. It's almost like the whole church is despairing of this idea of unity of doctrine. That's the best way I know how to think of it. Everyone gets suited up to play a football game. We're all playing. We're throwing and passing and tackling and hitting. But everyone, except for us, gets tired of playing the game. And one guy goes off and he's, you know, picking up the clovers and the daisies, and another guy's over there lecturing on physics or something. And here we are with our helmet and our shoulder pads on, and we're still tackling people and running. And everyone looks and says, "What are you doing?" And we say, "Well, we're playing football. What are you doing?" Like, we gave up on that a long time ago. It seems like the church has given up on the unity of doctrine a long time ago, as if it's not even a possibility. And we have not given up that hope. We have not conceded to the theological despair.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number 4, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, Hope and Despair over Doctrinal Unity. Melody in Virginia, you get the LPR bundle package, and happy birthday to you. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Melody, send us your mailing address and your shirt size. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. They support almost 200 chaplains who represent the church on active duty, the reserves, the National Guard, and Civil Air Patrol. Find out more about their efforts at lcms.org/armed forces, serving those who serve. LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces, lcms.org/armed forces. Next week on Issues Etc., we're going to begin a series with Dr. Alfonso Espinosa, author of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for February, Faith That Engages the Culture. We'll discuss mercy in the Bible with Pastor Will Whedon of The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, and we'll have Pastor Mark Pearson respond to the argument that miracles don't happen. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
I am beautiful because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am accepted because I'm a part of His family through Jesus' shed blood.
Unity Lutheran School in East St. Louis, Illinois, shines the light of Christ in one of the most impoverished cities in America. Learn how to support their mission work at unityesl.org. unityesl.org.
Today, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I say yes to God in His ways.
In a world awash with all sorts of information, opinions, and ideas, there is still a place where God's Word is the central and only focus. Messiah Lutheran Church, 801 North Madison, Lebanon, Illinois. At 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, God's people gather there to listen to Him. There you will find His words of law and gospel, and of course, our Lord's Holy Supper. Bible classes focus on the Bible and the Lutheran confessions. Come, listen, believe, and live, and check out our website at messiahlebanon.org.